KT Mobile.
I don't know if you can hear me, KO4HK, come.
Morning, Patrick. How's it going? What's going on?
I'm doing good, but I'm stopping for fuel.
For a while. I just got on the highway for my breakfast stop, and it looks like they're closing 85 South. So it's going to be a fun morning. W2JKT.
4ZLE Mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
W2JKT Mobile.
Well, this morning, light traffic again.
So good. It's just you and me right now. Patrick went off to get fuel. Can you remind me your name one more time?
ZLE, it's Anthony.
That's right. I was trying to remember. I'm pretty terrible about remembering names when new call signs join the group. So anyway, how are you this morning?
Just trying to get to work. I'm the same way. I can't remember names for nothing.
Look, in case you forgot.
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, so far, I just missed an 85 southbound closing. They've been taking up cones in the construction zone, and they had the entrance ramps to the freeway blocked for a while, but I managed to escape before they shut it all down. I think they close it to take up the cones now because of there was an accident last summer where, you know, somebody died, so they started closing it when they had the construction zone out there, construction guys out there taking up cones.
This interstate's been crazy ever since I can remember. I got on northbound at exit 11, but I've worked EMS up and down from the South Carolina, Georgia state line all the way up to the Greenville County line for almost 25 years. And some of the wrecks that I've worked up and down through here, man, it's been unreal, especially when they were doing the four-laning back in the day, or the multi-laning.
Yeah, you know, it's some of the stuff, you know, in Shelby, you know, Hearst Jaws of Life is in Shelby, and so we do all kinds of, you know, simulation wrecks and stuff, and, you know, some of the cars that they've opened up with their tools are pretty wild. You know, my soon-to-be wife used to be the finance manager there, and so I got to see all kinds of stuff with their tools, and, like, actually at TTI, we're working on some things with them. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts, some of the things I've seen. I've never even been on a crash scene. This is all stuff that they've mangled and beat up just to kind of simulate crashes. It's still pretty bad.
Whole world, man. Yeah, that's mostly what we kept. I worked for Pelzer EMS, then I worked for Greenville County part-time, worked for Lawrence County, just different ones, and now I work for the hospital system and the emergency room. But yeah, we mostly kept Hearst Jaws of Life tools and really, really had a lot of good service out of them.
Cool stuff. I got to, you know, they had their company picnic last fall when she still worked there, and you know, they were doing some demonstrations, so I got to use a strong arm to cut some metal with, and that was pretty wild. I mean, that thing was like, it went through it like a nicer butter. It was pretty wild.
They would come down to our squad pretty regularly and do demonstrations and stuff, and plus, you know, service our equipment, stuff like that too, but really had a good relationship with them.
Yeah, she left back in March to go to work for another company, but yeah, it's good people there. Yeah, you know, I enjoyed meeting them, you know, when she was working there, and yeah, it's good that there are people that are so dedicated to making life-saving equipment like that. You know, something that's very, very badly needed.
When I first got into EMS back in the mid-90s, the tools were pretty heavy. Then by the time I finally retired from that, the difference in the weight of them and the double of the strength of them was unreal.
Did was get rid of the gas engines and switch over to electric motors, because you can get so much more torque out of an electric motor, and it just really ramps up the power of the tool and cuts weight dramatically. I mean, you know, we have some benchtop tools that have like 3-4 horsepower electric motors that weigh, you know, less than a couple of pounds. So it's pretty crazy how much power you can get out of an electric motor compared to an equivalent gas motor of the same weight.
I totally agree. I can remember many times of having to haul and stinking things through the woods and stuff, going through where a tractor trailer has come through the wood line or something like that, or a car that's rolled off down into a doggone field and having to carry them things. But, oh, yeah, them things have saved many, many, many lives. That's for sure.
It's kind of sad that she doesn't work there anymore because it's kind of a, you know, kind of a fun thing. But, yeah, it's a great company, you know, and they're very well known around Shelby. You know, they're kind of like local heroes, and they deserve it.
There was another squad had a different brand, and it seemed like theirs kept breaking down or going down, and they would have to call us pretty regularly to kind of back up. Not trying to bash them or anything, don't get me wrong, but it seemed like they were having to call us quite regularly because they'd have a line break or that the pump would go down or something.
Some of the competitors' names, I know that they're out there, but you know, none of them come close to the jaws of life. You know, it's just they've been doing it for so long and they've gotten so good at it that, you know, nobody's really going to come close to it.
I remember learning how to take the spreader and a chain and using it to like roll dashes and stuff like that with, and it's just unreal, you know, how much that spreader would pull. Plus, you know, plus pinch and cut too, especially if you had the multi-tool. But yeah, just the power in them alone was amazing.
Out this past weekend for winter field day at all?
Originally I had to do that dirty four-letter word that I have to do to pay bills, you know, as many have to do. But now, man, I'm hoping to try to get maybe the summer one. Hopefully I can be off then and go.
Winter field day, but, you know, summer field day is definitely a lot better just because I don't like cold weather that much. So I was set up out back on our patio. I put a fire in the fire pit, had my buddy pole set up, and, you know, I had my portable HF radio and the battery and stuff. So I did the whole, you know, kind of MCOM emergency setup routine, but I only operated for, you know, 2-3 hours outside because it was just, you know, the sun started to go down and it was getting cold. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go inside.
I definitely understand that. This has been a pretty tough winter compared to what we normally have. But I can imagine it's pretty challenging for everybody that's out there in the cold.
Winter field day back, and I think it was 21. Yeah, I think it was 21. I had my camper set up at Twin Lakes down there in Clemson. And the Clemson Radio Club came out, and, you know, I had a big 10x15 cabin tent with a, you know, big propane heater in it, you know, like what was Mr. Buddy things. And, yeah, so we had the station set up inside the tent, and, you know, had the camper there for, you know, comforts and stuff, and, you know, the griddle out, made food, all that. It was a really fun field day, but, you know, just hanging on the porch by myself wasn't nearly as much fun. I do like the social end of field day a little bit, you know, more than I like the radio part. So to each their own, I guess. But yeah, it can be a fun time.
Try to get in the Anderson Club here sometime when I can. But yeah, I'm familiar with that Twin Lakes. I don't live too far from the Twin Lakes myself. I can be there by boat in, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes from near the boat landing that I live at now. And I've stayed at that campground a few times. Pretty neat little place.
Camper spot that's actually got two pads in it, and that's the one I rented for the field day. I think it's like 53 or 54, but yeah, spot 54 I think has two pads. It's nice and big and has lots of space, and it's right there. There's a big field between that part of the campground and the lake, so we were able to set up a carbon telescoping mast with a dipole on and everything. It was really, really great setup.
Sound pretty fun. I'm going to get more into it as I can. I'm kind of a latecomer when it comes to ham radio, but been wanting to do it for a long time and was discouraged by a spouse for a long period of time. But all that's changed now, so this one, she's like, hey, go for it. Have fun. Now she's interested in it, so hopefully she'll be testing for her technician, you know, before too much longer.
Is interested in it, but she doesn't, you know, she kind of wants to get a license, but she just doesn't have the time because her job is very demanding, and, you know, she and I both are out of the house like 12 hours a day for work, so, you know, she doesn't have a whole lot of time to study and get her exam done, but, you know, hopefully once things come to town, like, the plan is for her to be able to quit in a few years once we get some, you know, money saved up and things paid off and, you know, no mortgage and all that. Then maybe she'll get hers. But my first wife was definitely not super supportive of it. But my current ex-YL, we're actually getting married on Sunday. But she's definitely supportive of it and doesn't care if I spend a couple hours out there, in the backyard playing radio.
Man, congratulations. My ex was so far as actually would make pretty rude comments on it, so I finally got discouraged and put everything away and just gave up. But now, this one, she's encouraged it. Like I said, she's wanting to get into it herself. So, heck yeah, man. That's awesome. KQ4ZLE.
KT. Patrick, you back yet?
Go 4HK.
KBTJKT.
Morning, gentlemen. Just enjoying y'all's conversation. Bringing back some old memories when I used to use all the extrication equipment and stuff. That was fun. Carry on.
Did you come last night?
Yesterday, you'd probably have to take it home and use it for deliveries today. On account of me.
Man, in some heavy traffic right now.
Engage monitoring.
WTU JKT.
4CF.
Trying to track down my squelch problem on this radio and finally figured out what was causing it. The new radio in the shack. So, maybe I could join some more now.
What was the problem?
I don't completely know, but I got the new Hermes radio in here, and every time I bring that up, once I transmit, I can't release the squelch for some reason. But if I shut it down, the squelch goes away instantly.
Radiated emissions from the new radio that are opening the squelch.
Yeah, that's not even with transmitting or anything. Excuse me there, but I'll work on that. I know I had some problems over the weekend, or earlier this week, on the new radio. It was working last weekend, and this week it was just doing really weird stuff. It's the SDR, so you're running the software for it on the computer there. It's built into the thing. And come to find out, Windows had done an update over the weekend, and it just screwed everything. So I did a system restore back to before that. All my problems cleared up. Gosh.
Ham radio topic issues.
Ham radio. KISS is the thing to do. Keep it simple, man. All these people playing around with FT8 out there, and then they want to know why their radio's doing this weird stuff and that weird stuff. Just don't mess with it. Use it for ham radio, and that's it.
That brings back memories. My old paramedic instructor, that was one of his favorite sayings. Keep it simple, stupid. And, yep, I agree.
Light 2 Plus here is a great little radio, but there's so much between the interface with Windows and the software and everything. There's so many things in there that you can screw up, or you got to get just right to get the best out of it. Receive has been awesome on it. I've been having some problems with getting my transmit voice sounding right, but I'm loving. That's what makes the hobby fun. Just got to realize that when you play with something, you break something sometimes.
And sometimes, especially with a drag racing, stuff gets expensive when you break it.
Problem one time where I have a digipeater at my house, and all of a sudden I stopped receiving any packets from anywhere, and I went and checked out the radio, and I found that the noise floor on 2 meters was through the roof, and it was just getting squelched out. And I turned the breakers off, and I was looking for the noise source, and it took me about a day and a half to find it, but there was a USB to RS-232 cable that I had bought on eBay to do CAT to one of my older Kenwood radios, and whenever this USB to serial cable was plugged in, it was radiating noise strong enough to drown out 2 meters in my whole house, like completely. This thing was at the opposite end of the house and in the basement from where the digipeater was, and it was enough noise to just completely wipe out 2 meters. So I took the cable apart and found that it was unshielded and not grounded at all. So the whole thing was floating, and it was just, acting as a, you know, the cable was just about the right length to be a half-wave antenna on 2 meters, and, there it was. It was a 1-meter-long cable, and I had a nice noise source on 2 meters.
Like that crops up. I've had HDMI cables for TVs that'll put noise. I remember if it was 20 meters or 40 meters, just like JSA call, I'd try to do it, and that'd just be wiped out. And come to find out, it was an HDMI cable for a TV. So I had to put some ferrite beads on it and finally quieted it down.
It can be hard to track down sometimes, a lot of trial and error and checking your results.
Especially when you got to start turning off your whole house breaker.
Did Charles ever figure out what his wind link problem was the other day at field day?
HGX. I don't think so. He's having computer problems, and he's got the same mindset that I got. You got one computer for one radio, and leave it alone.
How much snow was still up there in Saluda?
Andrew and Ken out here praying for snow, and I don't want it because it hangs around too long.
Get it down here to us, but you won't do it.
Have every bit of it. I don't want any. But I don't have any control over that.
We missed and sent it further south and east from you guys. This boy and my oldest daughter went home last Friday, and they were okay till they got to the other side, I think, or down around Columbus or Columbia. And then 95 all the way till they got into Florida was snow. And then we're like the second county down in Florida. And once they hit the county line down there for home, it just disappeared. So Jacksonville didn't get any snow, but other parts of the state did in the north.
There's another one coming.
Another polar plunge coming up. But last I heard, it was too far out to know what kind of precipitation we would be getting, if any.
Can't see. Well, gentlemen, it's that time for me. I'm turning into the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. KO4HK.
7-3, Dave. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon at W2JKT.
Be safe.
Be safe out there. Enjoy your day, W4MKH.
Andrew, KM4NAP.
Ned, glad to hear you on the radio. Hope you're feeling better.
Good morning, everybody. I'm back just about my old self, but, you know, the idea is I'm still as good as ever, so I guess I'm okay.
4ZLE, glad you're feeling better.
Ever figure out what caused that?
They have no idea, but, I think what I told you was the correct one because, when they took me off all my medication, everything started clearing up real quick.
Glad you're doing better, even if they don't know what it was.
Some of these stinking medications is worse than what they're trying to treat, especially when you have to take medicines to counteract side effects of other medicines, KQ4ZLE.
But Dad, I done been through that one time. It wasn't as bad as this go around, and it sort of messed me up a little bit there, but I'm getting back to my old self.
Be able to participate in winter field day any at all?
Working around doctors and stuff, doing research on my own. There's certain medications that I absolutely will not take. I mean, they try to push them and push them, but there's certain ones that I absolutely will not take, so I just tell the doctor I'm allergic to them. That way they'll quit trying to push them.
Hey, I'm allergic to statins, and I got on the radio here at the house and made some contacts on Winterfield Day, but I didn't go out.
Yeah, these are, those statins are one major medicine I will not take. Those things do more damage to your body. It takes away cholesterol, which your body actually needs. They're finding out cholesterol fat don't cause heart disease and stroke. It's actually high carbs, high sugar. Statins do more damage than anything.
Medical system and food needs to be redone. It has gotten way out of hand.
There's no profit in cures. There's no telling that the cures that's been, you know, developed, that's been bought up and hid away, because you don't make, they don't make money off cures. What's even funnier is the number of doctors that agree, but they can't say anything because they've been told to shut up or lose their license.
That part.
COVID stuff. Pulling into the parking lot at work myself. I hope everyone has a good day. We will talk to you guys later. KQ4ZLE clear.
Have a great day. Be careful out there. KO4HKX.
Have a great day, Anthony. Be safe. This is W2JKT.
Doing this at KM4NAP.
W4MKH.
I'm getting ready to switch vehicles, so I'll be out for a minute. Y'all carry on, and I'll return shortly. KO4HKX.
KT, I'm going to sign off to you. The XYL is texting me, so I'm going to call her and see what's up. You guys have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. This is W2JKT73.
KM4NAP.
W4MKH.
Checks. Everybody leave. How are you and Miss Carol doing and the family here?
Doing okay. I can't complain. I was the only one that's been down and out, but right now she's in there sound asleep. She'll be getting up now in a little bit because she got to take grandbabies to school this morning, KM4NAP Friday.
I'm glad you're getting better and everybody else is doing good.
Still a kicking, but I don't know how high. I don't think it's as high as it used to be, but I'm still in there giving an old college try.
So what else you been up to other than just trying to recover?
Basically, that's just about it. Just sitting around listening to the radio, talking a little bit on HF every morning and a little bit in the afternoon. And just seeing if I can add to my countries, but I haven't been able to. I've got 115 on HF. I've got to get on stick and try and get a few more.
That, are you using just a barefoot radio, or you got amped them with it?
And barefoot. I don't run any power.
One of them sitting over there or not?
I figure if he can hear me at 100, you know, 100 watts, I don't need the 1,000. If he can't hear me at 1,000, ain't doing me no better than 100. So I just run barefoot at Centerfed homemade dipole antenna that my buddy made me, and I have no complaints with the setup. Sometimes it takes me a little bit more time to get in there, pile up, but I eventually make it. At 1,000 watts, that's what amazes me. It all goes back to propagation.
And that's all I'm running is 100 watts too. So I don't have any amps. I've got a 2 meter amp, but that's it for doing single sidebands.
Back in my old CB days, I never ran an amp. I tried one out one time, but it didn't seem to make any difference, so I just never did go buy one back then.
I can hear you if they can't get back to you, does it?
Sit and watch the signal and the signal strength. You'll know pretty much if you can make it on 100 watts or not.
Marshall, are you still there or are you leaving?
I'm still here. I'm just playing with a squelch on this radio, trying to see what I need to squelch out this noise I was having. The weird thing is it only seems to affect this repeater. If I go over to the Mount Mitchell or to the Hendo repeater, working fine. It's only on this one for some reason.
I don't know what to tell you. I have a lot of problems myself trying to keep this repeater at times.
Is that, you know, it was working fine there for a while, listening to the two radios at the same time, but then something happened a couple days ago, and I had this problem. I'll get to the bottom of it. It's just experimentation and checking the results.
Well, you'll have to let us know what you find when you figure it out.
Yes.
KL4HKX here.
Patrick, everybody else, just got in here, got my coffee going and heard y'all talking, thought I'd jump in and say good morning.
From KM4NAP.
And I don't think I've talked to you before. This is KF4NXY David.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure. Name here is Ed, EXOD-Delta, as I'm used to saying on the old ham radio to overseas buddies, but I know one thing, you're sounding good back over toward Clemson.
Yeah, I'm on the TS-2000 hard line up the tower about 50 feet into an old dual-band antenna I've had up there for quite a few years.
Well, I'm on a Yaesu 2900, and believe it or not, I just got the mobile antenna sitting on top of a galvanized trash can on the front porch. I figured I was going to put up an antenna, and I went ahead and set that up just to listen, and when I was getting full signal from the repeater, I figured I'd give it a try, and seemed like it's working well, so I've just left everything alone.
You're doing real, real good. No problem with it at all. Definitely doing a trick for you. And Clemson to the repeater is, you know, it's not like you right next door to the repeater either. So, you know, it's definitely doing the job for you.
I put some magic on it. Come on in here, Patrick.
Some magic to use. I used it on mine, Ed.
We're working today, Patrick.
And Traveler's Rest and down Whitehorse to Berea. So, got them spread out today.
I'm going to be around Berea, I think, yeah, sort of that area today. Me and a buddy of mine are getting together, and he's a member of a, I guess you'd call it a range club. They got a indoor target range, and he goes there so often they know him by his first name and know him when he walks in the door.
Like a fun day. A day at the range is always a stress-relieving day.
Well, go fill a piece of paper full of bullet holes is a lot of fun.
If you're going to be up around the big clock on Whitehorse around lunchtime, that's where Shane and I usually try to meet for lunch.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll have a radio, be in the wise car. I got a little radio in it. I'll see if we'll be in that area. I'll give y'all a holler.
And Ed, you're more than welcome too, Marshall. I know it's a good ride for you, but you're welcome. That's where we usually we try to meet if our schedules work out.
How's that location?
Clock. It's over on Whitehorse Road. I guess that's considered Berea right there.
Can't do it today, but maybe someday before too long.
Up, I won't get back to my cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
Have a good day, and you and Miss Marie enjoy the beautiful sunshine that's supposed to be out today.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, KF4NXY.
We won't get into you today.
Well, it is possible, but I'll tinker around here at the house for a while, and then I'll go out and take care of Carol's chickens and stuff, and then I'll come back in, probably play on the radio a little bit.
See, that's you, Ed.
said you had been sick or something.
Affirmative, I'm a little bit under the weather. They still hadn't figured out what happened. I still say it was a reaction to all the medication that they're giving me.
Sound good. Good morning to you. Who all's in there?
Head, KO4HGX.
Start.
I done made the vehicle switch and getting fairly close to my first stop.
We're supposed to get near 70 today.
So it can't forage yet.
Jay.
Morning, I'm up here at Traveler's Rest, and I work my way down on the White Horse to Berea and work that area this afternoon.
Good, you'll be Berea. You should be careful in that neighborhood over there. Y'all heard from David?
Yep.
Did he clear out?
Some more coffee. I'm sure he'll be back around in a little while.
What about Marshall? Anybody heard out of Marshall?
I'm here just trying to straighten out a problem on the radio, so I'm mostly listening.
Gee, Marshall, get that thing straightened out. All right, pick it up, Patrick.
Doing since you've been sleeping in.
Well, I slept in and then hung out and drinking mostly, I guess.
Eating beans.
Making about half of one of those in the morning. I've learned you don't want to drink the whole thing. It gets you bouncing off the walls.
I don't see how people drink them energy drinks like that.
The old Yoo-Hoo drinks, you know. Oh, speaking of talking about drinking, I don't drink anyway. Well, I might have a mixed drink maybe once a year, but that's the limit of my drinking. Other than these little mean beans, but I'm mostly water and kind of sip at one of these mean bean things sometimes in the morning.
Get your generator started over at your daughter's house?
This week, I think maybe by Friday we're going to sign the papers and give him the down payment. They want half of it down. That's, of course, I guess they got to buy the generator. That's a pretty expensive part of it. But you're supposed to at the end of the week.
Hopefully it's just there and never need it like we did.
Hook mine up to the Wi-Fi. I hadn't done that. I might do that today since it's going to be warm enough. You got to be out of the generator to do it. But, yeah, I'll have mine. It should be ready to go. And then both my brats will have one, so we'll be good to go.
Been a pretty lucrative business since Helene hit.
They were telling me they're behind. Everybody is ordering generators. You know, that's a good business to be in right now, I guess.
Right now, because you got all these people moved down here, or have just moved down here, and now the power have a backup plan.
You know, I've got that other generator, and I mean it's a good generator. It does the job. It runs everything. But man, you got to drag it out. So if the power, a lot of times our power goes off for like maybe 2 hours. So you don't know. I hate to drag it out for that. You can wait that out. And so I'm sitting there wondering, do I need to fire it up? I wonder how long it'll be out. And then when I do drag it out and do it, it's not 30 minutes later, power's back on.
I'm sure you get your exercise in.
Most of the time, it's usually because of ice or something, you know, so it's everything's dark. You know, the whole house is dark and ice everywhere. It's freezing. You got to drag that thing out and hope it'll crank, you know. It's got a battery. I keep the battery up on it. It's a little electric start. But, and I tried to pull that thing one time just to see. But it's almost impossible to crank one of those pulling it.
They even put a pull rope on that thing.
Motors, you know, you got a 75-horse motor with electric start, and they got a pull starter on it. It takes three people to pull it. It's an open frame, they call it, you know. But it's got 20 whatever horsepower, but it's a two-cylinder. And that puppy's tough to pull.
I get it. I've got one of those too, and you got to throw your whole body weight into it. And then when it snatches you back, you feel like you've been drugged behind the truck.
You pull, and it says okay, and then stops on you. Yeah, you jerk your whole body. All your joints and stuff get a good shock.
Working on a car and you got a bolt that you're just pulling on, and then all of a sudden it just snaps loose or something breaks and you hit the floor.
I've learned that when you're doing that, you got to make sure if it does do that, you're not going to break your hands against something else. You have to prepare ahead of time and know where you're going to go. Even sometimes put a rag there just in case it were to break or slip.
Been there, done that, and plastic's usually the worst.
You're messing with stuff like vice grips or something, pliers or something, and it slips and it squeezes the little small part of your thumb and it brings up that little red blister.
Come on in here, Ed. Don't let us monopolize the conversation.
Right ahead, y'all talking about those generators. I know very little about them. I need to break down and buy me one, but the old wallet right now is just too tight.
Number of the guy that he's doing, David, and Dave can tell you about. He's a nice guy. You do have to open your wallet up. But if you do get one of them, see, I'll get another year free service out of it.
Bet you can afford to run it and sell the power back to the power company. I know a lot of people can do that with the solar power stuff, but knowing my luck, it backfired on me.
I think my dad it does that. They hadn't said anything about it. Of course, to sell it back to them is probably going to be still a losing battle. It's because I know the one I'm getting burns 2.03 cubic feet per hour, which whatever that means, I guess that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's got to be something.
Do I have no idea on that? If I was to get one, I've got natural gas running to the house, and that's the way I'd run it.
Yeah, this one, it is running off of natural gas.
An AP Friday. That's the way I do mine. But I know Blue Ridge, if I want one, they'll come out and install one. But I haven't called and talked to them yet.
Well, I remember hearing about that some time ago that they'll do it. And I think they'll put you on a payment plan.
They will. You just got to decide what size you want.
Well, I didn't need Blue Ridge, but they told me what I needed was, they said I'd be fine with I don't know what they said, 18K or something, but I went ahead and I want the 24. That way I have something else I need to add or whatever, but I want some overkill.
Something like that, taking care of the family and stuff, overkill is the way to go.
Go too big, because then you're not working the generator like you need to, and it causes problems. Can go too big, like you need 15K, you don't want to put in a 60K, then you're not running a generator at a half a load, and it causes other issues.
Hope I didn't do something like that.
No big enough, you'd have to go pretty good size, but like I say, you just don't want to go too big. Like I say, you don't want to need a 15 and put a 60 in. But if you need a 15 or an 18 and put a 25 or a 26 in, you're fine.
Because I know Vicky, she'll when the generator's running, she doesn't look at it as generator's running. She looks at it as, hey, we got power. She'll run the oven, dryer. All the lights. She'll have everything running at one time.
And you gotta figure that in, but like my house, I only got a 15K on it, and it runs the whole house. I didn't have to leave anything out, so I just, mine's fine, and I don't, it's only running about 10K out of it on a normal day if it's running.
One heat unit or compressor or whatever.
Gas furnace, so it doesn't draw anything other than the fan running. So the two biggest things I got in the house are the water heater and the well pump.
Meantime, you gotta have an air compressor running for your air conditioning.
Again, last summer. Other than that, I was running a window unit. Never had a real problem where I'm at. Like I said, I don't get much sun, so I don't have to worry about that much.
And yeah, see, I've got we've got a unit for upstairs, and it's got two compressors out there, you know, that run. So they said what it'll do with the 18K, one would run, and then when it shut off, the other would kick in, like upstairs. I said, look, we want them both to run at the same time. And they said, well, if you're going to do that, you probably need to get a 22. And I said, well, let's just make it a 24.
You just don't want a huge generator and no load on it running, because then it's just sitting there basically idling, and the generator's not working like it needs to. It's not as efficient.
The power to go off and then watch it kick back on.
Still 1 month, it'll happen.
We threw that years ago. We had our power cut off so many times because we'd pay it. But Vicky'd think, well, I thought you paid it. And I said, I thought you paid it. So we're on an automatic debit now, so we don't have that. But I used to come home from work ready for a hot shower, and the power's not on. And I'm like, what in the world? I said, I got to go somewhere else take a shower.
I'm sure you're not the only one that's ever done that, though.
Yeah, when we got here, we've been here since 1980, that's a long time ago. But, man, we used to get cut off maybe, I don't know, two or three times a year. One of us, I thought she paid it, she thought I paid it, and it always affected me, you know, because she'd go to her mom's house, she'd say, well, you call me when the power's back on, and I'm like, I'm stuck here.
This is when you're married. Everything becomes your problem.
I bought that generator, you know, we had that ice storm. It was, I don't know, like 90-something, and power was out for, you know, I don't know, 5 days or something, so there was still snow on the ground and everything, and there wasn't a lot of people, many people up here where we are now. It was still kind of just two or three houses up here. And so she said, oh, well, I'm going to mom's house. So her and my oldest Brad, they take off, go there. She said, she called me when the power's back on. I'm like, I can't leave the house. You know, she said, I'd come stay over there at the in-laws. I wasn't doing that. I said, I'm staying here at the house. So I took off to Lowe's and bought this big generator, and they took a forklift, stuck it in the back of the truck, and it's too big for me to get out. So I stopped at the gas station, got gas and stuff, filled it up, and hooked it up to the house. I called her up and said, power's back on.
Well, guys, I'm going to have to bail out here. I'm at my first stop, and customers are on the truck. So good to hear both of you, or three of you. I hope all of you have a good day. And, Marshall, good luck figuring out that radio. KO4HKX, and I'll be clipping out. 7-3, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. We'll probably talk to you later in the day. N4A's Eddie.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
Patrick, yeah, I think I got my radio problem fixed here. Got squelched set to 5. So if that's good for everything, I'll be all right. W4MKH.
Yeah, KO4NXY.
What, 3 weeks out now, are you?
Yeah, ought to be getting it pretty soon.
What are these generators? I think that's where the problem is getting their fingers on the generators from Generac, I guess.
Some of these guys are so busy right now that, you know, it's you know, it's not just getting the generator. They got so much work they're doing. I had another outfit come out here, and the guy gave me an estimate, and then it's going to be a month with them, and and that's after that hurricane come through, like y'all were saying a while ago, it really bumped up their business.
Hurricanes, what did it for me?
You know, years and years ago, we had a bad ice storm. You probably remember it. And a friend of mine, I met him on the ham radio. And I bought an old Russian army surplus from him. And he wired it up and everything, and we used it for a few years. It would run the whole house, but it got where, it had a lot of gas leaks and that kind of stuff. Wasn't really safe to use anymore, so then I went, with something smaller that was new, and my brother fixed an electric start on it, but then I made the mistake this last time was bad weather. It didn't work because I'd left gas in it and left gas in the carburetor and had gummed it up, and I'm not mechanically inclined. I don't work on carburetors.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I got where I started buying a lot of tools from that outfit Eric works for. Anyway, my brain ain't working real good this morning. Anyway, I went to their store over in town and got a new generator from them, and used it the last several days of this last power outage, but I got tired of getting up 4 o'clock in the morning and having to put another 5 gallons of gas in it, and like you're saying, it's cold and it's wet or it's damp and you're out there having to fool with something like that. Johnny Anderson and them, their price was half what the other company wanted, so we're going to get them to do it.
Right, yeah, at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it runs out of gas. Now you gotta let it cool off before you put gas in it so you won't catch yourself on fire, so now you're up and wide awake.
I'm too old for that stuff. I have arrived. I ain't middle-aged no more. I'm old-aged. KF4NXY.
Exactly what you mean. Yeah, when we were doing this, when the kids said, well, they were saying, you guys need to get your generator so you don't have to keep fooling with that other one. Because before they had one, they'd come over and stay with us because we had the generator, So they'd stay with us for the week. And anyway, I told them we're getting it, and they asked how much was it. And I told them the price of it, and they said, golly, that's high. Yeah, they thought, having one put in. I said, well, I'm not worried about it because I'm not paying for it. And they said, well, how you doing about paying for it? And I said, well, y'all are paying for it. It's coming out of your inheritance.
It's coming out of y'all's inheritance. That was a good one to tell them.
Then they were like, well, the other one you have still works good.
Whichever one, whoever moves in the house, you'll have a good backup generator.
Sell it, it make it more marketable. Of course, we're not going to sell. Somebody else will eventually live here, but we'll be in ground when they do that.
Yeah, I look at it. Got the wife a she shed recently. That's been the latest project. Been tinkering with it, and we're running electricity out to it, and using variable cable, and she was talking about I just running it out there. I said, no, we're putting it in conduit because, you know, whoever winds up there digging around with a shovel, you know, I don't want them hitting a live wire. And if they hit that conduit, they'll know they, you know, done bumped into something.
Daylight out there
for me yet to do anything.
Now he's been out there cool enough.
Cool out there this morning, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that 70 degrees myself.